The food chain.
Okay, so everything in the environment is connected. Let's look at an example. What about a food chain?
Link 1. A food chain begins with a plant. It takes its energy from the sun. Plants also need water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide to grow. Plants are producers. They produce their own energy.
Link 2. Some animals eat plants or seeds to get their energy. Examples of these herbivores are deer, giraffes, zebras, mice, and some birds. They are first-level consumers.
Link 3. Some other animals are carnivores. They eat other animals, such as the first-level consumers. Examples are lions, killing and eating a zebra, snakes, eating a mouse, or a cat, eating a bird. These are second-level consumers.
Link 4. Yes, there can be third-level consumers too. Who eats the snake? Perhaps an eagle. What about the cat? A bigger animal, like a wolf. And the lion? Does anything eat a lion? And what about vultures? They eat a lot of different dead animals. Ugh. But, in fact, this cleans up the environment.
Decomposers. There are other important organisms in the food chain. Examples are fungi and bacteria. These consume dead plants and animals. And then this food returns to the earth.
Why are food chains important? They remind us that if we damage or destroy one link in the chain, this affects the next one. So, if humans damage plants, the producers, there is no food for the first-level consumers. This can affect the second-level consumers and the third-level consumers too. The damage to plants can be from natural causes, flood, drought, or climate change, or from human causes, pollution or destruction. The result will be the same. Ultimately, there will be no food for humans either.